But yeah, it's, I mean, it may be just, it's probably to where the next exam ends is all. They have the orthopteroids and then we have the hemipteroids. Yeah, the exam two is through Blatodia.
Oh my goodness.
And so yeah, we have the orthopteroids, then the hemipteroids, then we go into the holometabolous orders, where are the big orders, like Hymenoptera and Coleoptera and Lepidoptera. So there's lots of families in all those. And,
I'm actually excited for the Coleoptera because I got a lot of beetles.
Yeah. It's, you know, here still we're working on the orthopteroid orders, and a lot of these are still just a few families and not a whole lot. So anyway, I haven't even looked at the exams yet. The way we usually do this is Jerry actually grades the exams and then he gives them to me. He tends to be a little stricter on grading, although he's eased up some. But he grades them, and then if he marks things correct, I probably don't even look at those. I just look at what he marks wrong and decide if I agree with him. And sometimes I kind of make him out to be the bad guy, but he's not. He just has to grade things the way, you know, right or wrong, and then lets me do the final evaluation on that. So anyway, he hasn't, I don't think he's graded them yet. I think he said he'd have them, try to have them to me by tomorrow. So any questions before we start today? Oh, the picnic, the sea spiders.
Sea spiders.
I spaced completely. I go, did we have a sheet for that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Spaced completely.
Yeah, it was, I remember it was in that big long sheet. The biggest thing I could remember off the top of my head that discerned them from other things was that it had a smaller cephalothorax and...
Yeah, it's just got a little tiny body and then...
And then these massive legs.
Yeah. You guys were talking about it looked like something in some movie or something.
Facehugger.
So. Just spaced.
I didn't think you were looking for, does this occur underwater or on land? So that's what I put it, had a smaller body, essentially.
Well, we, like I said, started the orthopteroid orders last time and did the Orthoptera. We'll do a few of the smaller orders today. We won't get anywhere near through it all today. I don't even know, probably won't get through it all tomorrow even. And the first order we will talk about today is the Phasmatodea, or sometimes called the Phasmida. And these are the walking sticks. Yes, I could go ahead and this thing up and running.
If I remember correctly, this used to be in a different order with other similar things, right?
I don't know about this one. But yeah, a lot of these Orthoptera were all lumped together in a different order. This is an interesting group. They're commonly called walking sticks, and mostly it's because the species we're familiar with do look like sticks. But in other parts of the world, there's quite a few that are more camouflaged, looking like leaves and that. They don't look like sticks at all, big leafy things. There's about 2,500 species worldwide. They're common in the Orient. Most of the species in the U.S. are southern in distribution. Also, all of our species, except for one down in southern Florida, are wingless. So only one winged species down in South Florida. All the rest of them are wingless. I'm talking about U.S. species. The cerci are fairly short and one-segmented. See over to the right hand side, they've got blow up views of the Circe, but one segmented Circe. These have walking legs. They're not adapted for jumping or running, so they're fairly slow moving. They some species also do that autotomy. Remember we mentioned that. Remember what's autotomy? Autotomy.
Kind of drop their leg.
They can
legs defensively.
Can break a leg off and be just fine. In fact, some species over a few molts can at least partially regrow legs back. These usually have 5 tarsal segments. One thing to note, because in some other orders we'll see some stick-like insects too, and this may help, but in this order, the pronotum is relatively short in comparison to the mesonotum. So the prothorax is short compared to the mesothorax.
I never thought about that. When it comes to these, I don't know why I didn't think about that. Because, yeah, the other two, mesonotum and metanotum being larger than pronotum.
There'll be some other things later on where it'll not be the same case. These insects do not have tympana or stridulatory organs. Some of them have glands that they can emit a foul-smelling substance for defense. Usually the males are much smaller than the females. I've seen pictures of great big long females, and the males, you can't hardly see that it's there. They're just so much smaller than the female. Some of these will fake death if disturbed. These do feed on the foliage of plants. Usually they're up in the trees and feeding on the leaves. Most of the time they don't cause any significant damage, but occasionally their numbers will build up. I've been here recently, been going through a lot of the old, there's a series of papers the USDA put out called the Cooperative Economic Insect Reports. Came out every week. And it was reports of insects causing problems throughout the United States year-round. And in those things, they occasionally mention walking sticks as being a pest species. So they can build large enough numbers that they can defoliate trees. Fortunately, trees can take complete defoliation a year or two and it won't hurt them. They'll come back just fine. But I've also heard that sometimes, well, they lay their eggs just by letting them drop to the ground. And when you get those huge numbers, like they sometimes can, you can walk through the forest and it sounds like it's raining, but hearing the eggs drop. So, a lot of times the eggs don't hatch the next year. They'll hatch every other year. And so there's some places that there's a tendency to have larger populations of these every other year, almost like biennial plants, it sounds like.
How do eggs protect themselves from, like, impact or predation?
They're light enough. They're tough enough. It doesn't hurt them. They're falling on leaf litter, too, so... there's 4 families recognized in the U.S., but 3 of them are relatively uncommon or southern in distribution. And so the family of our species that occur up here in the northern regions, they're all in this one family called the Heteronymidae. So that's the only family we concern ourselves with. They're just called the common walking sticks. The species we have up here is this one in the middle, this Diaphoromera femorata. And it's one that has been known to defoliate trees. There's only about 20 species in North America, so. And so that's the walking stick. So I'm going to.